You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
Hey, yes. Andy.
Hey, yes.
Sneaky picks.
Hey.
At a restaurant where in L.A.?
Yeah, Malibu.
Malibu? LeBron James sitting down enjoying a meal. Entering in the back right corner. Who's that?
Russell Westbrook.
And who's the other player walking in as well?
Your man, Anthony
Davis. There it is. And, of course, people take that picture. And all of a sudden, he's trying to... He can try all he wants.
And?
What? And who?
Rich Paul.
And so what? They're having dinner. They used to share the same agent, Westbrook and AD. Maybe Rich Paul's trying... Maybe Westbrook's now part of the Rich Paul... Maybe it's just an agent dinner.
He's clutching up.
Maybe he's clutching up. It is funny, though, how the national media is taking that picture like, aha. You can how you want. He just signed an extension, Westbrook at OKC. He's not going to go. He can demand the trade. Demand it all he wants. AD demanded it. He ain't going to L.A. They got nothing. Three-team trade. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
No, you don't know nothing.
It's a little enticing.
What are you talking about? Do you realize what it would take to put Westbrook and Davis with the Lakers?
LeVar can bring a lot of attention to the Pelicans.
On that note, I need some Rebecca Black, Joey.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody,
there's only one problem. LeVar said he doesn't want to be here. Remember, it snows. Remember that?
Yeah.
LeVar Ball said it snows.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw snow here?
Maybe when I was like 15.
You mean it wasn't this past year?
No.
Joey, when was the last time you needed a snow plow on Highway 1 to get to the studio?
Let's see. Never?
No, we don't like it there. It's too cold in the snow.
Meanwhile, I was sweating at training camp yesterday.
My forehead's burnt from the 40 minutes that I was outside.
Yes.
Anyway. 800-998-1003, Gus Kattengill, Jordan the intern, a very happy Joey in the LaRose studios. Why is he so happy, you're asking me? Well, Gerald McCoy,
Cleveland, gotta go down to Cleveland.
Exactly. Could be vying for his services, the reported bidding war. $11 million. Stop. You know, you're a joke right now.
Oh my gosh.
You are a joke right now. I'm gonna get to why you're a joke. But Gerald McCoy, reportedly, 11 mil is what's on the table. That's what it's gotten up to per year. And up to 10 teams. First team he's visiting, the Cleveland Browns. Go to their official Twitter account. They are welcoming free agent Gerald McCoy, as they like to say. Go check that out. What, you know what? Here's the problem with you. This is why social media is the way it is.
Cuffs the legend.
Who?
Cuffs the legend.
Who's Cuffs the Legend?
I don't know, but it's some guy on Instagram.
Some guy on Instagram.
Oh, man, okay. I just did a Bill Sims.
Okay.
So some guy on Instagram.
Named Cuffs the Legend.
Yes.
Okay.
Has Kyrie Irving photoshopped in a Lakers
uniform. In a Lakers jersey.
Uniform.
There he is.
And guess who liked it?
Who liked it?
None other than the king.
Oh, boy.
LeBron James.
It is. All right.
Kyrie to the Lakers, confirmed.
That's it. Kyrie to the Lakers, confirmed. Now, here, okay, unlike the picture that's circulating social media, LeBron James had dinner with Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis under the cover of darkness. It was dinner. So what? They're all in L.A. It's where they train and hang out. They're buddies. They probably share the same agent now. Look up if Westbrook is a clutch guy. I don't think he was. He might have changed. I don't know. Unlike AD and Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving is a free agent. He can choose to go over there. There you go. The tampering. It is beautiful this week. What was it? It was windy. Brian Windhorse. Right on PTI.
I have it right here.
Yeah. Do you have that?
From what I understand, LeBron has already begun the recruiting process.
Already begun the recruiting process.
I have heard. Uh-huh. He has had contact with Kawhi Leonard.
Wait, I'm sorry? With who?
Kawhi Leonard.
The same Kawhi Leonard that was playing last night?
Yeah, that's about to go to the NBA Finals.
That would be tampering.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I've heard he's had contact with also Jimmy Butler.
Okay. Well, was this during? Because there was a report that he was in Philly a while back.
It was probably during.
During the 76ers game.
Jordan Schultz on Twitter has it, the sound.
Okay.
And then Jordan Schultz also added to that tweet. Kyrie Irving was seen with LeBron at Hyde in Los Angeles on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then below that, he commented on his own post, one more notable trio, LeBron dined with Russell Westbrook and there Anthony Davis at Nabu Malibu.
There it is.
On Wednesday.
Nabu Malibu. Say that 10 times fast. Hey, look, there he is. Nobody tampers better than LeBron because he will invite you to Nabu and Malibu to have dinner.
Nabu and Malibu. Why don't you ever take me to places like that?
I don't even know where Nabu and Malibu is. And it's probably a little out of my price range.
Near Mar-a-Lago.
You could afford to go on a few $100 in debt.
There's a Chick-fil-A down the street here from the studio. You'd be lucky if I bring you some waffle fries.
Those waffle fries are pretty good.
Waffle fries are solid, let's be honest, especially if they're nice and hot and salty.
Oh, with cheese and bacon on it.
Ooh.
Ew.
Well, there we go. Sorry. Ooh.
Gross.
You're a joke. All right, so that's where we are now, huh?
The LeBron
The Network. LeBron Instagram social media watch of what he likes and where he dines. Oh, my. There are so many people that still think
it's over for the league. LeBron's going to take it over.
Yep, there it is. Isn't that funny, though? He's already begun the recruiting process. Kawhi Leonard is still playing. I'm sure Toronto loves that.
Wait, so can LeBron get hit with a tampering fine if it's a different player like Kawhi Leonard, since he's still in and it's like a different player that
that's
he's
why I brought up he's still playing, yes.
Yeah, but if he was already hit with a tampering fine, I think it just
goes.
They
can hit him again.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you can't?
Because I remember with the whole Anthony Davis and LeBron saga, once they already meet and do the tampering, they can meet again and they won't get fined.
Well, he hadn't tampered with Kawhi just yet. This is new tampering.
All right, so it'd be a whole other fine.
What was it, like $5,000?
Yeah, it wasn't much. It was like probably $5.
I'm not saying
the
it's not.
Person.
I'm just saying, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, that's where we are now, right?
Sports 2019.
Yep. Where they're eating. Who they eating with. Who cares?
I care.
You care?
Yeah.
Because you think that means something.
Well, I mean, they're not just sitting around saying, how's the family doing?
Maybe so. That's the new banana boat. They're friends. They hang out.
They're saying, hey, why don't you
AD
come?
I mean, AD was part of the barbershop show.
To trade Westbrook.
Oh, is that what he's doing? They sat down before they ordered the appetizers. Hey, are you going to demand that trade or what?
Yeah, leave that small market town Oklahoma
that
City.
That terrible OKC. They've done nothing for you.
Nothing.
Yep.
Made you the face of the franchise.
That's right. PG-13. Who calls himself that? You're R-rated. R-rated Westbrook.
We got to get you out of there.
That's right.
They hate you.
Yep. They'll never
You'll
do anything
loved in,
for you.
You'll be loved in L.A. You'll be my sidekick. You could come and be a co-star. You could be a co-star in Space Jam 2.
I don't know how that's going to go with the Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, if any, I think LeBron could talk to Westbrook and
things could get done. I think it goes against everything Russell Westbrook is, to be honest with you. That's just me. John, thanks for calling the Sports Angle. What you got, man?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Good. Look, I've always, every time I hear about this, there's no way you can charge the players with tampering. They're going to talk to one another.
Exactly.
They got each other's phone numbers and all that. They're going to talk to one another. And that's just the bottom line. LeBron is telling Anthony Davis and anybody else, all the general manager wants them to know. So, but you can't hit them with tampering because they talk. They can be friends. And Anthony Davis do live out there. So, to me, that doesn't bother me. I wish they'd even cut out all that tampering stuff. Players are going to do what they want to do. The NBA is a different breed when it comes to free agency. The players are going to do what they want to do. They're going to go where they want to go. Except for in the play, this situation with New Orleans. Anthony Davis is saying that by still having time left on his contract, he can't go where he want to go.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think eventually happens?
I think eventually he's going to have to decide. And I like what Danny Ainge did. And I tell everybody, Danny Ainge is a smart guy. Like Danny Ainge has always said, Jason Tatum is not being involved in any deal if we can't get an extension out of this guy. That's just it. He's too good. He's just too good to send to New Orleans and Anthony Davis leave after next year. Irving is gone. And then you lose, lost Tatum too. That's three. That's just too much. That's just too much to say he doesn't resign. So I don't blame Boston with that. And then New York. He's always said he's going to sign with New York. And I told you last time, if they were going to give up the first pick, give up the third pick. And I'd like to see a young man that played at Chalmette come in and play center for us. Or whatever.
Mitchell Robinson.
So, but you can't get... I think the biggest problem the Pelicans can make is trying to get a king's ransom out of somebody for Anthony Davis. He done said a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have said. So a lot of teams are going to back up. Nobody wants to give up all their assets if this guy is going to walk after next year. It would be stupid. So you got to get, you're trying to get a king's ransom. You're trying to do this. If you can get Zion Williams, his friend, the third pick in the draft, and another one of those good young ball players that Dallas got New York got from Dallas, man, that's your start. You don't have to rebuild. You can fight for a playoff spot next year with those players.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I do not think it's as long a rebuild as others, to be honest with you. I mean, you can get enough players and enough pieces to kind of compete. And again, you don't know what free agency this year is going to be. How strong together is it going to stay with Golden State or not? Look, a lot of people making a lot of Klay Thompson's reaction on losing $30 million,
And don't forget, David Griffin's also evaluating a lot of other players that we are looking to pick later on in the draft. So you never know if those can turn into like a Klay Thompson or a Draymond Green that were picked later on in the draft.
It all
kind of just looks to what is best for the Pelicans, what decisions to make at that time.
And you're going to have some cap space.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
If Anthony Davis is playing for the Knicks next year, and we have the third pick in the draft, and a very, very good, one of the nice young ball players, and we're having a good season, is anybody going to care what we got for him then? If he's playing for Boston and Jason Tatum makes the All-Star game and we're doing a very good job and that 14th pick we get from him turns out to be a pretty good player too, is anybody going to fuss and gripe about what we got for him? And we still have the number one pick in the draft too. Look, get what's reasonable. You can't say, okay, Boston, give us everything, and Boston do that and the man walk next year. Boston would be stupid.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like I said, it's going to be interesting because I think it's going to be happening soon, man. I think it's before the draft.
Oh, I know. I really think it is too. And like I say, a king's ransom you're not going to get because of what his agent did. Oh, he just going to play for these people. Well, now that I'm backed off and he will play for the Knicks, deal with the Knicks then. If you will sign a contract extension with the Knicks, deal with the Knicks. And the Knicks got something that will help you out. Zion Williams' best friend, that third pick in the draft. Memphis? Memphis would be stupid if they traded away that second pick, Anthony Davis. They'd be stupid to trade that kid away. That guard is the best player in the draft. Zion Williams is the most notable.
Look, I'll tell you what, John. There's a lot of fans right now, especially around here, that are doing their best to try to come up with 2, 3, 4 team trades to get that second.
No.
I think if you're Memphis, you're in the same boat as New Orleans from this aspect. You're the bottom
That's what I'm
tier.
Saying. That's stupid.
Of ticket
it's
sales
stupid to trade that trade
stuff.
that
you
pick.
Got, yeah, exactly. You got to get
somebody.
That kid's
gonna be a bigger star. He will probably be. That kid is gonna be a star. That point guard, and he's got Conley Jr. there to teach him. I mean, why would you trade him?
Yeah,
he's 6'3" and can jump out of the sky.
I like John Moran.
He reminds me of David Thompson. He reminds me of David Thompson back in the day. 6'3" and probably can touch the top of that back that's the square in the backboard.
Mm-hmm. I'll say
that's
this.
That's what I said.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was gonna say I remember the days of Mr. So and So right here next to me. Yahoo. Show me who he's done it against.
I will say this.
I remember that.
As much as I want to see Ja Morant in a Pelicans uniform, I don't know how the situation would play out if we had Zion, Ja Morant, and Drew Holiday, because we're already in those stages of giving the keys to Drew Holiday past season, and now it's going to be maybe transferred to Zion Williamson. So
no, I think it all works under the guise of, or not even the guise, Drew Holiday is your team leader.
Because Ja Morant, when I watch that interview with Bleacher Report, I got a sense of, oh, like you said, he's already looking at those roles. He wants to be
the floor general.
Yeah, he wants to be the facilitator.
That's fine. There's a difference between a floor general and a facilitator, and it's a difference in
Drew
Holiday being the locker room guy, which actually works. It's perfect because you're going to have a guy in Drew Holiday that can work with those guys and do that. And Zion can just be Zion, you know?
The only
you
thing
don't have
I
would, to be the quote-unquote team leader.
The only thing
you
I'd be worried about is butting heads if they wanted to be that guy in New Orleans, the face of the franchise.
Look, I think the fact that Drew wants to be the guy here to be the voice in the locker room, that's going to be the thing.
We don't need that second pick. We need the third pick.
Who do you like with the third pick, John, as you let us go? R.J. Barrett? I think that's what he said.
I think that's who he was saying, R.J. Barrett.
800-998-1003. More of your phone calls when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. No, I've said too much.
The NASCAR Report is sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Kyle Larson advanced from the All-Star Open to win a thrilling NASCAR All-Star race and claim the $1 million top prize Saturday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch dominated Friday's truck race, leading 102 laps to go 5 for 5 in truck starts this season. This weekend, it's NASCAR's longest race, the Coca-Cola 600, which takes the green Sunday evening at 5:15. The Xfinity Tour also runs at Charlotte Saturday at 12:15, and the 103rd Indianapolis 500 takes the green Sunday morning at 11:20 a.m. NASCAR announced its 2020 Hall of Fame class Wednesday, highlighted by three-time champ and car owner Tony Stewart, his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Bobby Labonte, legendary racer and broadcaster Buddy Baker, engine builder and crew chief Waddell Wilson, and car owner Joe Gibbs. Edsel Ford II was named the 2020 Landmark Award winner. 2020 class will be enshrined January 31st. NASCAR also announced Monday it would merge with International Speedway Corporation, making the France family-owned company that operates a dozen NASCAR tracks private. Bringing you up to speed, I'm Will Rabb reporting for ESPN New Orleans.
This NASCAR report has been sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts, serving the local area for over 50 years. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Napa Know-How.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
See, now you guys got me going. How can you get Ja? I'm trying to think. It's going to be, I mean, you're not going to just trade him. Memphis, no 180. He ain't going to go there and sign a long-term extension. So, it's going to have to be a three-team trade. But if you're Memphis and you're passing on the second round, on the second pick, what would another team have to give you? You know what I'm saying? I don't see how you can get to that second pick. If Griffin can somehow pull that off, he will be a genius. Cajun Goat, thanks for calling us on the Sports Hangover. What you got today?
All right, man. Look, first I want to say Michael Jordan was the best player ever to play in the NBA, and I never remember him sitting down and eating lunch with his enemies and to try to recruit any of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got to say about LeBron. He's not even a top five player in my book. And as far as the Pelicans, I'd love to see them trade with the Knicks if they can't get that second pick, because I still like getting young guys. I mean, R.J. Barrett, if you get R.J. Barrett, this was a guy that was supposed to be a guy that was going to be the number one pick
number
in the draft before Zion and everybody else. So you're getting two quality young players, and that's what you want to start your franchise with under new management. You want to have young guys that can come in. And really and truly, with having Drew Holiday on the team and the way Drew performed without Anthony Davis around last year, I don't see why that team wouldn't even be a playoff team.
I mean, you're going to have a lot of cap space,
and you could pick up some good free agents. They got a lot of good free agents coming out in the market.
Mm-hmm. How would R.J. Barrett feel about playing with Zion again? I mean, it's kind of like he's been living under his shadow throughout his whole entire basketball career, like thus
Here
far.
We go. You sound like Max Kellerman.
No, but I'm.
You sound like Max Kellerman.
Is that not true, though?
They haven't. They like each other.
They like each other.
Did you not hear any of the videos leading into the draft?
I understand they love each other to death. But in the interview when Rachel Nichols had him on at draft, it was like, so how is it like playing with Zion? Well, right. It's like nothing about him. So it's like that's going to be what it's like, how it translates into the NBA.
Jordan, who wants a selfish guy? I don't want him if he's that way. I don't want him if he's a selfish guy. We're getting rid of a selfish guy right now, and AD.
I don't think he's a selfish guy. But I mean,
you say the way you're saying it, he's selfish. I want to be the one under. I don't want to be underneath nobody's shadow. I want to run my own team. Yeah. No, dude, be the sixth man of the year. Be the Klay Thompson. Be that guy. Klay Thompson doesn't have a problem being Klay Thompson.
Hey, all I know is this: a lot of people think that he can be Scottie Pippen 2.0.
The guy's going to be good. He's a tall guard.
Yeah.
And not only that, I wouldn't start him. I would actually go out and get one of these great free agent point guards. I mean, are they going to give Kimbo over there in Charlotte? Is he going to get that contract or not? If he's not, I mean, the Pelicans should be shooting for that guy. That guy would fit in great with Zion and Holiday. So you got guys out on the market that you can bring in, and that gives R.J. Barrett a learning curve to come in and play great. Wouldn't you like him to be your sixth man?
Yes and no. I look at it like this. Yes, he's listed as a shooting guard, Cajun Go, but I do think if you do draft him with a third pick overall, you're playing him. And I think with the league going to basically positionless basketball, you're going to find ways already on what you're going to do with Zion and then with RJ to try to maximize what he can do. I do agree with you on the point guard situation. That I do think if you get players like that, though, then all of a sudden you get some people here that want to distribute the basketball and know that they got some playmakers in and around them. So I think, again, it just goes to, there's so many different ways you can go about it. But I do think, like you, it starts with what are we getting from AD? And I think, to me, I like that third pick because it's easy to say, give me Tatum and all of that. But if I'm Boston, I keep asking myself, if I don't get Kyrie Irving, there's no way I can throw Tatum and Smart or any of those guys or Brown on the table. I can't, right? Because who do I have left? If Davis comes in, and especially if he doesn't sign a long-term deal, what did I just give up? I gave up basically the best players on my team. I don't know how Tatum's available if Kyrie is not back there.
Yeah, and I agree. I just don't see that trade happening with the Celtics. But another thing is, we're not sure on what Memphis wants.
Right.
We're not sure that Memphis actually wants Morant. Remember, Morant is coming from Murray State. I know the guy has a high talent base. I know this, that, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't mean that they want a small guard to come in over there. They do have pretty good guards on with the Grizzlies. Somebody could move in and take that pick, but who's to say they're going to pick? They want Morant and not JT Barrett. So I don't think that second pick is really made yet because, I mean, you really don't know what you're getting out of either guy. You know what I'm saying? You know they're both about the same. Are you going to say Morant's better than JT Barrett? I mean, you're drawing straws saying that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know which one you're going to get. But I think sitting in the third spot, I think you're sitting in a great place to get either one. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
You can have either one running the team. And one more thing, I noticed the NBA must be rigged a little bit because your commercial for the next game six mm-hmm. with the Raptors and the the Raptors game, they already have, if Milwaukee wins, they'll right. go to the finals. If I remember last night, Milwaukee lost, right?
Did commercial I heard that too. I did. No, they did. Again, we're going back for game seven, that's for sure.
I don't think we're going back for game seven because the guy that called the Saints game is going to be out there refereeing this game.
I tell you what, you know how it's going to happen? You know how it's going to happen? That I know it's going to happen? Drake's going to do something Drake-ish, and he's going to get teed up, and it's going to give Milwaukee a free throw. Can you imagine if he gets on the court and they tee him up? And because of fan interference or something, right? Can you imagine Cajun Goat? And then Giannis goes to the line and sinks two free throws to win the game. Then maybe your guy will stay in his seat. You think they would?
Yeah, but Gus, that's all a money move. That's a money move if that happens because Drake's going to put out a song one more time.
Exactly. He's going to have a whole album about
a whole
how
album.
He got teed up.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of, here he is, just for you.
Look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this and that. And that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to
the chance to win at home.
It is Drake. Drake and the Posse over at Jurassic Park, the fan watch experience.
That's how we do things in Toronto.
Oh, now you're Canadian, huh?
Yeah.
Now you're Torontoian.
Real thing, eh?
Oh, wow. I remember that June 20th when the Pelicans draft Zion. All of a sudden, you're a Zionist.
Ooh, a Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. The Zionist.
What are we going to call the fan area here? They got Jurassic Park. I like that. That's good. What would be a fan watching experience? What?
Pelican Bay.
Pelican Bay, huh? Okay. Pelican. Sports Hangover continues next at ESPN New Orleans.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life?
Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Summer is closer than you think. So are Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, with up to 40% off appliance special buys, like an LG Mega Capacity Top Load Washer and Electric Dryer for just $5.98 each. That'll save loads. But hurry, just like summer, they'll be gone before you know it. Today is the day for do it, with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details. Valid through June 5th.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it. Drum solo. Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
It's about accurate, Joey. As we go back to Clearwater, Florida, still there on the beach, Todd Graffanini, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. How you doing there, Todd? How's the sunblock going, bud?
No, I'm done. I'm actually at the stadium. I am going to watch East Carolina and Wichita State. East Carolina is taking infield right now. They haven't started yet. I'm done. There's only so much sand, sun,
no,
emerald water. I mean, there really is only so much you can take. So, yeah, I'm all about baseball today.
Your wife must be listening because that can't possibly be true.
No. Now, look, full disclosure, I did miss a very monumental parenting moment today when my daughter was given an award at school, which is probably the proudest moment of my life, but I was not there to see it because I am here calling baseball games. So it isn't all, you know, glory out there, Gus. You do kind of miss the family things, but she'll get daddy's very proud. So it was it's been a good morning so far.
Well, you know, next season, if you need somebody to fill in for you, I mean, I got no problem with that. You know, I got no problem.
No, I'll handle it. I'll handle it. If we get to a situation like that again, we might have to work something out, but I'm good.
Okay, I'm just, as a friend, I'm just letting you know.
You are a man for others. Yeah, I know you're volunteering your services, so Duly noted.
My wife will understand I put them second.
I'm sure. So, yeah, that'll go over well, too.
I will just inform them while I'm on the airplane. By the way, I'm on the Southwest flight to Tampa. All right, look, UCF, you took them on a couple days ago. You won 5-2. You had a day off yesterday against the second seed Cincinnati. You lose 8-4. Biggest difference in those two games was what?
Ooh, well, we did not get very consistent starting pitching, which obviously we did against UCF, and last night it was 7-1 after four innings, so there's a very big difference. And really the other difference between the two games is when we had opportunities early on in the UCF game, as far as runners on base, Gus, we came through. Now the opportunities did not present themselves later on as the game progressed against UCF because their starting pitcher settled down and did a good job. But we were able to get five runs early. Last night was completely the opposite, just missed opportunity after missed opportunity on the base pass. Gus, we left 13 runners on base. Mm-hmm. And you just can't win like that. You know, you can't win with it normally, especially not in a tournament-type situation where, and I say it all the time, I think two-out hitting, two-out runs batted in are the most important statistic when you get into the postseason because it is such a momentum play, not only for the team that gets the hit, but it's a deflating mechanism for the team that allows the two-out RBI. So, you know, last night, Gus, and I'm looking at my monitor from last night again since I'm in the booth here, but with runners on base last night, Tulane was 3-for-20. That's not going to cut it. Cincinnati was 5-for-16. They had opportunities. They left four on base. When they had opportunities, they got the runs in. When Tulane had them, we did not. 0-for-3 with the bases loaded. So you throw the pitching with the lack of timely hitting, and it's very, very difficult to win a baseball game. It doesn't matter who you play.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think a lot of things that you see, I mean, whether it's we spoke with Chris Blair earlier in LSU in the SEC tournament, the Lions lined up today to continue. It's when you're in tournament style games, Todd, so many different things can happen. You're never out of it. And at the same time, guys that, you know, have opportunities to step up that maybe haven't during the season or have been slumping or get a situation to do that. But I think that's the fun part of these games and elements too. Cause when you're playing every day, every other day and you're doing that, the conventional, I guess, series in baseball goes out the window, right?
I agree 100%. In a tournament style, be it conference tournament or when you get to the regionals next week, if you're going to run through it, if you're going to make a run and get at least to the semifinal, possibly championship game, they're going to be guys that, not saying haven't contributed most of the year, but guys that you haven't been leaning on, I would say, most of the year. They're going to come through in clutch-type situations. That happens every single season, and I believe it thoroughly. Like I said, we had opportunities for guys to step up last night. They just didn't do it. That's the game. The good news is you've got another opportunity tonight against a team that we're obviously very familiar with, having played them a couple nights ago. And just 3 weeks ago in the regular season. So we played UCF now four times in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So there really aren't any surprises whatsoever on both ends. And I would this late in the tournament, you know, UCF played their second game yesterday. They had the day off. They played the other night. They're trying to go through the bracket, loser's bracket, the same way Tulane is. You make it very hard on yourself when you lose one of your first two games because now you got to win three games in about 24 hours.
So when you look at that, obviously in that first meeting, Caleb Roper had a gem, obviously. Going to complete game, 9 Ks and such. Conventional wisdom means it's probably going to be a different game, sort of that situation. But how important is the starting pitching at this point to save as much as your arms as possible? As you just mentioned,
well,
looking at three games in 24 hours if you continue to win.
Gus, it's really a dilemma, which really isn't a dilemma in my book. It doesn't matter who goes what. You got to piece it together. There is no tomorrow. If you lose, the season's over. So Chase Selesky's going to start, but you can't put Selesky out there and be like, well, Chase needs to give us five innings because if we win this, there is no if we win. You got to play the game like it's literally game seven of the World Series. The leash has got to be very, very short tonight. And you win the game, then you figure out tomorrow, or, you know, later on tonight after the game's over. But you can't leave anything. I think, actually, Tulane's bullpen is pretty well intact, considering we're 1-1 in the first two games. Robbie Price did a good job behind Gillis last night, ate some innings up, allowed one unearned run. So he threw the ball well. Justin Campbell only had 10 pitches in the eighth inning, so that's nothing for him. So as far as what we've got behind Selesky, it's everybody, again, excluding Caleb Roper. But anyone who can pick up the ball and throw is available in this game here tonight. And if you win the game, we'll find out what happens tomorrow. But as of tonight, everybody, even me, even you, is available.
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. I easily could pitch for the Cubs bullpen. I mean, I can't do much worse. I can't do much. I will throw easily a rolling curveball that will get hit 457 feet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can do it. Let me keep the jersey.
They're doing that anyway.
Exactly. Let me bring Carver out to the, you know, to the field, take some pictures before the game, and I will easily blow you the game in the eighth inning. I can do that right now.
Well, congratulations. You know, it's funny. For the first time since I've been coming to Clearwater, Gus, the Dodgers played in St. Pete. They were actually here the same time. They were playing the Devil Rays. And I said to myself, if the Dodgers win, because the only way I would be able to go, they play Tuesday and Wednesday, the only way I would have been able to go would be if Tulane won the Tuesday game and got Wednesday off. Well, that's exactly what happened. And I'm going, you know what? It'd be nice to see them, but, you know, the last time I watched the Dodgers play was in Minute Maid Park. It was game four of the World Series, and they won the game. And I think the atmosphere at Slopicana Field, as I like to call it, would be slightly less than game four of the World Series in Houston. So I did not go, and thankfully, the Dodgers got rolled. I would have been very, very upset if I would have, you know, gotten a ride to go 40 minutes to watch a beatdown. So it actually worked out for me, Gus.
All right. Well, I'm surprised that you didn't go. I mean, the Cubbies are actually going to be here Memorial Day Monday.
I made the right decision.
Facing the Astros down the street. They're right there. Yeah, facing the Astros. Actually, the Red Sox.
That's a quick drive.
Red Sox are there this weekend, and then on Monday they start a series with the Cubs in Houston. So, you know.
And you won't be at any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll close out with the key to what you think will happen tonight. What do you think needs to be the key? Is it starting pitching, getting deep into the game, runs early in the game to kind of get going?
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not. But when you get this deep into the tournament, it's literally just have more runs than the other team when there's three outs in the ninth inning. You just see crazy stuff happen this late in tournament. And, again, I've been talking about it. This field just lends itself to it. Just this being a pro park with the conditions hard and fast, winds swirling all over the place. So it's just, you know, outlast them. You got to outlast them. And it's almost like the basketball tournament. Just survive in advance, get to tomorrow.
Okay.
And just figure it out. So that's pretty much it. But two out RBIs won't hurt. That won't hurt.
Final question for you. You are a restaurant connoisseur. You love this city as anybody. We're having a little fun with LeBron having his dinner. What is it? Where is it at?
Nobu Malibu.
Westbrook, Kyrie.
LeBron, and Anthony Davis.
Okay, yeah, they're all there. And, you know, everyone's convinced they're recruiting. Stop it. Anyway, if you were going to recruit people to come over here and play for the Pels, Todd, where are you having dinner? Where are you suggesting? Is it Desi on St. Charles?
It's not even a question for me. I'm going to Mr. John's Steakhouse.
Okay.
On St. Charles.
Window seat.
Shout out to my boy Desi Vega. Window seat. Streetcars rolling by. St. Charles Avenue. Best steak in the city. That is a quintessential local neighborhood house type. Even though it's in, you know, connected to a hotel, it feels like you're in just one room. It is the quintessential New Orleans steakhouse, and that's exactly where I would go.
Okay, so that's where we're recruiting future
palates.
Every single
day. Okay,
all right.
No question.
There it is. But what are you grinning about?
So I bet LeBron bought this for Anthony Davis and Westbrook last night at Nobu Malibu.
The sea bass?
The 16-ounce prime New York strip with seasonal mushrooms. Mm-hmm. $92.
$92. There you go. There it is.
Either that or
that's nothing.
He did the chef's choice amakase, which is
$185. Oh, what's $185? Todd, you got that in your wallet, huh? Isn't that your per diem, $185?
Yeah. No, I had to roll that right out, man. I'm just slapping hunts down.
Yeah, that's nothing for you, Todd.
Croaker after croaker, baby.
For those guys, $185 is nothing. Believe me. Thank you, Todd.
Like
good
me
luck,
and you,
man.
With a, me and you with a Lincoln in the pocket.
Exactly.
$185. Spit on it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I want to wish you good luck. I really do. But if you continue to win, you may not have a home to come to. You've already been there like a week. I mean, I'm just, you know. But good luck.
It's a win-win situation. I'll leave it at that.
There you go.
A win-win.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for your time, man. Seriously, good luck tonight.
All right, guys.
6 o'clock, Tulane taking on UCF. Todd Graffanini, voice of the Green Wave. That's it, 198, huh? Chef's choice.
No, 185.
Oh, 185.
This is a little bit less than you thought.
What's Japanese? It's a Japanese wagyu.
It's a Japanese restaurant.
What is that?
I don't know. $36 per ounce.
I like that. Taki.
Ooh, they have truffle butter. Ooh.
Yeah. What do you? Stop it. You will never.
I just heard it in like a couple songs.
Okay. Is that what it is? So there.
Truffle butter.
Anyway, Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Jeep Celebration event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. The 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport is the Jeep for those who want nothing to get in the way of their adventure. The 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport has over $3,778 off MSRP. This Jeep is as remarkable as the person who drives it. That could be you. Southland Dodge, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. WAC excluded. TTNL. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score of 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds with Sam I Can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I remember growing up that my dad had this vinyl and playing this. I remember this. Honestly. Pops just playing this, just jamming. Like Saturday mornings.
I just think of the Night of the Museum movie.
The Night of the Museum movie. Do you even know who this is?
No, but I know this song was played in the Night of the Museum movie.
Yeah, yeah, take a choice. It's either Earth, Wind, or Fire.
Wind.
That's the name of the group, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah.
I thought you were giving me choices.
It's all right. Good stuff. All right. Kurt Heelan's going to join us at 2:15. Marlon of the Favorite, 2:30. At 2:15, we probably might ask Kurt Heelan. You know what's, I mean, look, and I get it. It's just it's day and age. It's what we're in right now in the NBA. KG Goat, first, I did this for you because I thought I remember seeing it. You were saying you wonder if Memphis would want a guy like Ja Morant and all this. I remember basically on lottery night, I saw reports that Memphis already was going to let Ja Morant know they wanted him. Jonathan Giovanni, Draft Express, source, barring the unexpected, the Memphis Grizzlies front office and ownership appeared to have locked in on selecting Ja Morant with the number 2 pick in a 2019 NBA draft and are informing parties in Chicago of such. That clears the way. RJ Barrett to fall to the Knicks at number 3. That's not the only one. I just remember him being one. I mean, again, I'm trying to think of the situations, the scenarios that can take place to what to happen. And it's maybe something we throw out there if you want. Because remember, I said this going into the lottery. Would you at all costs do whatever it takes to move up to number 1 to get Zion? Remember, I asked that. Remember, Jordan, I said, hey, look, would you use the Anthony Davis trade as a piece or if part of the leverage to throw an either a Ricky Williams type package to try to get Zion? You got Zion by winning the lottery. Do you use Anthony Davis and other stuff to do what it takes to get to number 2? Meaning, what you and I discussed. Let's say the Knicks are at 3. If you're Memphis, you don't want to go out of the top 5, right? What if you get the package with the Knicks that includes the 3rd pick? Their couple of first round picks they got from Dallas, some young pieces. And then you call Memphis and go, you can have all of that. You just want to move up 1. Are you down with that?
Trading everything we got from the Knicks.
Yep. Whatever the Knicks give you.
Just for Ja Morant.
To move up.
No.
1 spot for Ja Morant.
No. No. Because you have the 3rd pick. And then you're getting other assets and you could use that in other trades.
Okay. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying though, would the prospect be so tantalizing of having Ja and Zion to be your 2 really big future building pieces?
I don't think that would be the move to make.
So you don't? Because, again, you better have a point guard in this league. And if he projects to be that, you got that. We don't know what Zion can be. There's a lot of hope. But having that 1-2 punch, I mean, you're talking about developing pick and rolls. You're talking about, you get what I'm getting at?
You're getting Dennis Smith Jr. out of that package from the Knicks, though.
Over Ja Morant?
Well, I'm saying if you have the third pick and you're getting Dennis Smith Jr. with Frank.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. All right, so.
With Knox and Mitchell Robinson.
Okay, Mitchell Robinson, yeah. Knox, Dennis Smith Jr., the number three. That's better than
Ja Morant. 100%. Because then you could trade.
I don't know
if
it's 100%.
I think it's 100% better than getting Ja Morant. Because you also have the third pick. You have JT Barrett.
RJ Barrett. So RJ Barrett, Robinson, Dennis Smith Jr., whatever else, third pick, couple of other first round picks. That's better? Because what I'm saying is, if I'm Memphis, I'm taking that deal. Wouldn't you?
If
you get a lot of young players, a bunch more first-round picks, future first-round picks, and all you're doing is moving down one, and you can get a guy in RJ Barrett that can be your guy. You can still keep Mike Conley at the point. Now you got a shooting guard in RJ Barrett. Have at it. And you gave me a bunch. That's what I'm saying. If you're a Pels fan, is that something you would want this team to do? Or are you still okay and want to go the route of building with a lot of assets?
I mean, you're giving a lot for it. I mean, you're basically only going down one spot to a two pick. You're giving a three, four, like four players.
Yeah.
For just the two. I don't see that trade working out for the Pelicans.
Okay, but again, this is one guy that everyone says he's a lock. Ja Morant, hour three coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.